When you pump gas, it comes out of large tanks underneath the station. They often leak, sending gasoline into the ground and sometimes the drinking water. Indiana reimburses companies that clean up these leaks up to $2.5 million per site, more than any other state in the country. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, the state says some companies are taking advantage of the fund, and it could be in danger of running out of money.
Greg Cobb and his family own six gas stations and convenience stores in the Warsaw area. Last year, he received a copy of a bill showing how much a company he hired was getting reimbursed to clean up contamination at one of those stations. It was for $650,000. And Cobb says the work wasn't even done.
I was pretty shocked. I was shocked when I saw how much they had already spent and hadn't really gotten anywhere.
Cobb says he fired the company and hired a new one, though the work still isn't finished. The problem is, it's mostly your money they're spending. For every gallon of gas that goes into your car, you pay a penny into a fund for cleanups. And if there's not enough money for cleanups, these gas tank leaks could put Hoosiers' drinking water at risk. Last fiscal year, there were more than 170 leaks across the state. 2 years ago, the average cost for cleaning up a tank leak in Indiana was more than three times the national average. So, the Indiana Department of Environmental Management turned to legislators for help. It crafted a bill that clarified who can get reimbursed through the fund and how many hours they can get paid for certain tasks. At a state Senate hearing, IDEM's chief of staff, Brian Rockensoos, said, because of abuse and declining revenues, there's only about $75 million left in the fund.
If we drop to $25 million, the fund will go into priority payment. And what this means is we will only pay for claims on sites that pose an imminent threat to human health and the environment.
But the bill never made it past committee. While IDEM is pointing the finger at companies doing cleanups, some companies are pointing it right back at IDEM. Between 2013 and 2017, Golar's Environmental Engineering was reimbursed for more money than any other company in the state. Former Indiana Attorney General Greg Zeller serves as general counsel for Golar's. He says it's not that the company is charging too much, it's that IDEM is taking too long to approve cleanup plans.
You have to keep waiting for IDEM to approve the last thing before you move on to the next part of the plan. If it takes a year, that's going to be four quarterly monitors, which can cost anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000.
But more importantly, Zeller says,
there's nothing that goes on that is not required by the agency.
Maybe IDEM and remediation companies are both to blame for draining the fund. That's what Sue Esserman thinks. She's a former IDEM employee currently in a lawsuit with the agency. Esserman used to review claims until she was fired in 2014. IDEM says it was for poor performance, but she says it was because she refused to rubber stamp costly claims.
I'm kind of a stickler for details, have been for many years. And if you're going to be reimbursed for labor hours, contractor costs, supply costs, I would like to see the documentation.
Esserman says there was a lot of pressure to review and approve claims quickly. She says because no one was looking too carefully, companies doing cleanups were more likely to abuse the system.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
When Greg Cobb started working in the gasoline business more than three decades ago, he says the industry was a lot less careful. Gas tanks didn't have double walls. There were no catch basins for leaks under the pump.
It wasn't uncommon for a transport driver to overfill a tank and have it running down the street.
Many of those old tanks, and the contamination that came with them, are still there today, threatening the health of Hoosiers and the environment. If the money in the fund goes away, it's unclear if there will be an incentive to clean them up. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
IDEM is working to change some of the ways the Excess Liability Trust Fund operates, but the process takes at least 16 to 18 months.